Nenska Duga. Rock and Roll magazin Žikice Simića.
Respectably married, or running the whole house in Buenos Aires. Dobar dan, želim, moje ime Žikica Simić, ovo je emisija Neonska duga na talasima Radio Beograda 2. Ovo je poslednja emisija iz našeg majskog ciklusa posvećenog Bobu Dilanu. U ovom mesecu, pre nedelju dana, 24. maja, Bob Dilan je napunio 80 godina i to je bio razlog da sve majske emisije Neonske duge posvetimo ovom fantastičnom umetniku. Tako je i sa ovom poslednjom u mesecu maju 2021. godini. Ovog puta ćemo slušati Dilanove pesme iz 80. godina prošlog veka. Mnogi rock kritičari smatruju da je to izgubljena dekada Boba Dilana, da je on u toj dekadi snimao najgore ploče u svojoj diskografiji, međutim, kad se to sve malo bolje presluša i kad se malo bolje razmisli, vidi se da i na tim pločama koje možda i nisu bile na onom nivou na kojem su inače bili Dilanovi diskografski proizvodi, nalaze neke sjajne pesme i mi smo pokušali da nađemo te pesme i da vam u ovom večerašnjem izdanju Neonske duge emitujemo te Dilanove pesme. Neke ćemo čuti u njegovom izvođenju, neke u nekakvim zanimljivim obradama, a ova koja je otvorila večerašnju emisiju zove se The Groom Still Waiting at the Altar i potiče se njegovog albuma iz 1981. godine koji se zove Shot of Love. To je jedan od onih albuma koji spadaju u takozvani religijski period Boba Dilana. Sjajna pesma u blues maniru sa poznatim Dilanovim vokalnim egzibicijama i mislim da je to bio pravi početak za preslušavanje tih pesama koje su nam došle na repertoar večerašnjeg izdanja naše emisije iz 80. godina prošlog veka. Posle ove numere koje otvorilo večerašnje izdanje, slušamo jednu od najpoznatijih Dilanovih pesama uopšte. Ona se zove Every Grain of Sand i ona potiče se također sa ovog albuma Shot of Love. To je posljednja pesma na tom albumu. Međutim, mi ćemo ovog puta čuti jednu verziju te pesme koju je Dilan objavio na onom čuvenom bootleg albumu, odnosno tim bootlezima koje on izde. To je ona serija od 1 do 3. Tu se pojavila jedna akustična verzija te inače sjajne pesme. Čuje se čak i Dilanov pas kako laje negde u pozadini. Sve onako dosta neformalno i ta neformalnost je u ovoj pesmi dala neku posebnu dimenziju. Odmah potom slušamo staru drugaricu Boba Dilana još iz Greenwich Village dana. Ona se zove Maria Maldor. Čućemo je kako sa, na albumu Heart of Mine izvodi tu pesmu koja je dala ime albumu Heart of Mine, a inače ta pesma se takođe potiče sa albuma Shot of Love. Ovo je Bob Dylan, pesma Every Grain of Sand.
the chill of a wintry light, in the bitter days of loneliness, fading into space, in the broken mirror of innocence, on each forgotten face.
If you can't do the time, don't do the crime, heart of mine. If you can't do the time, don't do the crime, heart of mine. Oh, if you can't do the time, don't do the crime, heart of mine.
Bila je Marija Maldor, čuli smo je kako izvodi Dylanovu pesmu Heart of Mine. Prijateljstvo između Marije Maldor i Boba Dylana je dugovečno, potiče još sa onih herojskih dana iz Greenwich Village-a kada je folk muzika bila uvod u novu rockersku eru. Marija Maldor i Bob Dylan su prvoborci te ere, a pre toga smo čuli Dylanovu pesmu Every Grain of Sand, ali u jednom drugačijem izvođenju koje se našlo na njegovom albumu, onom bootleg albumima od 1 do 3, jedna akustična verzija u kojoj je svoj doprinos dao i Dylanov pas. Nastavljamo da slušamo muziku koju je Bob Dylan stvarao u 80. godinama prošlog veka i došli smo do jedne pesme koja se nije našla ni na jednom njegovom oficijalnom albumu, a koju on napisao u ovo doba kada je otprilike snimio album Shot of Love ili možda nešto ranije. Caribbean Wind se zove ta pesma koju ćemo sada emitovati. Ona je takođe svoje mesto našla na jednom od onih bootleg albuma koje je Dylan izdavao, i to na onom koji se zove Trouble No More, u kojem je predstavljen njegov rad između 1979. i 1981. godine. Jedna od najboljih Dylanovih pesama iz tog perioda, koju on nikada nije zvanično izdao na nekom od svojih albuma. Inače, to je čest manir u njegovoj karijeri i nekoliko puta ćemo u večerašnjoj emisiji imati prilike da slušamo i takve numere. Bob Dylan, Caribbean Wind. She was from Haiti, fair brown and intense. I don't think she'd ever known about innocence. I was playing a show in Miami in a theater of mystery. I told her about Jesus, told her about the rain. She told me about the vision, told me about the pain that had risen from the ashes and abided in her memory. Was she a virtuous woman? I really can't say. Something about her said, trust me anyway. As the days turn to minutes, and the minutes turn back into hours, I pretended to be sleeping, and he thought I was, but I was only paying attention like a rattlesnake does. When he's hearing footsteps trampling on the flowers, Mexico to Curacao, from Chinatown to the furnace of desire. And them distant ships of liberty on the iron waves so bold and free, bringing everyone that's near to me closer to the fire. Shadows drew closer till they touched on the floor. Prodigal sons waiting close to the door, preaching obscenities, waiting for the night to arrive. He was well connected, but her heart was a snare. She had left him to die in there, but I knew I could get him out while he still was alive. Now the stars on the balcony, flies buzz my head, ceiling fans broken as heat in my bed, street band playing nearer my God to thee. She looked into my eyes, I hear the mission bells ring. She said, I know what you're thinking, but there ain't a thing you can do about it, so you might as well let it be. And the Caribbean wind still blows, from Mexico down to Curacao, from Chinatown to the furnace of desire. Liberty on them iron waves so bold and free, bringing everything and everyone close to me, closer to the fire. Atlantic City by the cruel sea, I hear a voice crying, Daddy, I always think it's for me. But it's only the silence in the buttermilk hills calls. Every new messenger bringing evil report about armies that are rioting whose fuses are short, and them ugly gargoyles and hate words written on walls.
curtain was rising. Like they say, the show must go on. And I felt it come over me, some kind of gloom. I was gonna say, come on with me, I got plenty of room. But I knew I'd be lying, and besides, she had already gone. And them Caribbean winds still blows from Curacao to Mexico, from Chinatown to the furnace of desire. Ships of liberty on iron waves so bold and free, bringing everything that's near to me nearer to the fire.
Bila je ova pesma Caribbean Wind, Dylanova numera iz, sa početka 80. godina prošlog veka, u večerašnjem izdanju Neonske duge na talasima Radio Beograda, u kojem emitujemo Dylanove pesme iz 80. godina 20. veka. To je takozvana izgubljena dekada Dylanova, kada je on snimio možda i najgore ploče u svojoj karijeri, ali svim tim albumima se nalazi, kao što rekoh, neke dobre pesme. Ja mislim da i ova koju smo upravo sada čuli jedna od takvih. Posle albuma Shot of Love, koji je izašao 1981. godine, Dylan je dve godine kasnije, 1983. snimio album koji se zove Infidels, sa koga ćemo vam takođe emitovati nekoliko pesama. To je jedna od onih ploča za koje smatraju da je bolja od ovih ostali koje su izašle u osmoj dekadi prošlog veka. Čućemo na početku tog segmenta numeru Joker Man, koja inače otvara taj album, na kojem su pored Dylana svirali i Mark Knopfler, a takođe ritam sekcija činila čuvena ritam sekcija sa Jamajke Sly Dunbar, Robbie Shakespeare. Takođe i Mick Taylor uzeo učešće u snimanju ovog albuma. Čućemo pesmu Joker Man i onda još jednu od pesama koju Dylan nikada nije izdao zvanično, ali koja slovi za jednu od njegovih najboljih pesama uopšte, ali svakako za jednu od najboljih, ako ne i najbolju pesmu koju je napisao 80. godina prošlog veka. Ona se zove Blind Willie McTell. Imali smo prilike u ovom ciklusu majskom da je slušamo nekoliko puta. Ovog puta ćemo je čuti u verziji sastava Dream Syndicate sa jednog njihovog singla iz 1988. godine, gde se ova pesma našla na B strani, i to je jedna, kako bi se reklo, psihodelična verzija ove Dylanove fantastične pesme. Evo dve odlične numere Boba Dylana. Prvo će izvesti on sam, ona se zove Joker Man.
Rock'n'Roll Magazine.
Seen the arrow on the doorpost saying this land is condemned, all the way from New Orleans to Jerusalem. Well, I traveled through East Texas where many a martyr's fell, and I know no one can play the blues like Blind Willie McTell. Oh, well, I heard that roadhouse singing as they packing up the tents. The stars among the barren field was his only audience, and the charcoal gypsy got their feathers well, and they know no one can sing the blues like Blind Willie McTell. All right. Plantation burning, hear the cracking of the whip, you smell that sweet magnolia bloom, and see the ghost of slavery ships. I can hear the tribes of moaning and the undertakers. By the river with some fine young handsome man, he's dressed up like a squire, bootleg whiskey in his hand. I can hear the chain gang working, I hear the rebels yell, and they know no one can play the blues like Blind Willie
bio sastav Dream Syndicate, čuli smo ih u pesmi Blind Willie McTell, pre toga smo čuli numeru Joker Man, te pesme su vezane za Dylanov album Infidels, a Joker Man je otvara taj album, a Blind Willie McTell je iskomponovao u to vreme, ali se nije našla ni na jednom zvaničnom Dylanovom albumu, nego se takođe pojavila na onim njegovim bootleg izdanjima. Ovo je bila verzija sastav Dream Syndicate, fantastična verzija koja se nedavno našla i na jednoj vrlo relevantnoj listi najboljih obrada Dylanovih pesama uopšte. U svetu rock'n'rolla postoji jedna posebna disciplina, to je snimanje albuma koji su u potpunosti sastavljeni od pesama Boba Dylana. Ima tu fantastičnih ploča i fantastičnih poduhvata na tu temu, odnosno na taj način urađenih, i ovih dana se pojavio jedan tako isto zanimljiv album koji je napravljen u celosti od obrada Dylanovih pesama. Snimila ga je legendarna Chrissy Hynde, koju svi znamo jel, kao članica sastava Pretenders. Album se zove Standing in the Doorway. Ona je na jedan vrlo onako zanimljiv, rekao bi se, neočekivan, malo intimistički način pristupila ovim pesmama, i mi ćemo čuti kako Chrissy Hynde izvodi jednu pesmu koja je našla svoje mesto na albumu Infidelsa. Ona se zove Sweetheart Like You, i potom slušamo i Boba Dylana u takođe jednoj pesmi koja se nije našla na albumu Infidels, ali je snimana u to vreme. Naimeno se našla na tom albumu, ali pod drugim imenom, a mi ćemo čuti pesmu koja se zove Someone's Got a Hold on My Heart. Inače, na Dylanovom albumu ona se zove Tight Connection to My Heart, i mnogi smatraju, ja i sam Dylan smatra, da je ova verzija, odnosno studijska, to jest ova demo verzija Someone's Got a Hold on My Heart, mnogo bolja nego ona koja se našla na albumu, i zbog toga ćemo mi to i emitovati. Pre nego što Dylan zapeva, slušamo Chrissy Hynde, njena pesma je Sweetheart Like You.
Pressure's down, the boss ain't here, he's gone north for a while. They say vanity got the best of him, but he sure left here in style. By the way, that's a cute hat, and that smile so hard to resist. What's a sweetheart like you doing in a dump? Men don't need strangers, to them there are none. Within a quarter of an hour they're on good terms with anyone. To deal in this game you gotta make the queen disappear, it's done with a flick of the wrist. What's a sweetheart like he is? No, a woman like you should be at home, that's where you belong. Taking care of somebody nice who don't know how to do you wrong. How much abuse will you be able to take? There's no way to tell by that first kiss. What's a sweetheart I give? You can't hear that tire squeal. You could be the most beautiful woman who ever crawled across, cut glass, or make a deal. You know, news of you have come down the line before you came through the door. They say in your father's house there's many mansions, each has a fireproof floor. Well, snap out of it, baby. People are jealous of you. They smile on your face behind your back. They hiss. What's a sweetheart like you doing in a dump like this? You gotta be a VIP to be in here, honey. Got to have done some evil deed. Through the door, you gotta play your heart.
They say patriotism is the last refuge to which a scoundrel will cling. Well, steal a little and they throw you in jail. Steal a lot and they make you the king. Well, there's only one way down from here, honey. It's called the land of permanent bliss. What's a sweetheart like the Indian in a dump? Like this.
Someone's Got a Hold on My Heart se zvala ova pesma koja se upravo završila. Bob Dylan je to izveo. Pre toga smo čuli Chrissy Hynde u numeri Sweetheart Like You sa njenog najnovijeg albuma koji se nedavno pojavio pre nekoliko dana, Standing in the Doorway. Nastavljamo dalje da slušamo Dylanovu muziku iz 80. godina prošlog veka. Rekao smo već da mnogi smatraju to njegova izgubljena dekada. Bob Dylan se nije snašao u to vreme kada su se dešavale neke velike promene u rock muzici i u prezentaciji rock muzike. To je bilo doba MTV-a i tako dalje. On je nekako tragao za tim novim zvukom i vrlo često nije uspeo da ga pronađe. Album Infidels se pojavio 1983. godine. Dylan je krenuo na turneju da promoviše ovaj album po Evropi i sastavio jednu veoma zanimljivu ekipu muzičara koji su ga pratili na toj turneji. To su bili uglavnom engleski muzičari Corin Allen, koga znamo jel kao člana sastava Stone to Crows, zatim Ian McLagan iz grupe Faces i Mick Taylor iz grupe Rolling Stones, takođe i američki bubnjar basista Greg Sutton, a na nekim koncertima im se pridružio i Carlos Santana. Ta njihova turneja je zabeležena, odnosno neki snimci sa te turneje zabeleženi su na albumu Real Live, koji je izašao 1984. godine, i mi ćemo sada sa njega emitovati jednu od najpoznatijih Dylanovih pesama, Tongue It Up in Blue. Zato postoji jedan veoma onako važan razlog. Naime, u jednom intervjuu sa Cameronom Crowe, poznatim filmskim rediteljem koji je svoju medijsku karijeru započeo kao rock novinar, Bob Dylan je rekao da po njegovom mišljenju je ovo najbolja verzija te pesme koju inače svi vole i koju smo mi nekoliko puta u ovom našem serijalu već emitovali. Evo kako je Bob Dylan sa tom ekipom koju sam malo pre izrecitovao izveo tu pesmu na jednom od svojih evropskih koncerata iz 1984. godine. Pesma se zove Tongue It Up in Blue, a ovo je Bob Dylan.
Together. Sure was gonna be rough. They never did like Mama's homemade dress. Papa's banquet wasn't big enough. And he was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on his shoes, heading out for the old East Coast. Radio blast in the news, straight on through. Tangled up in blue. Was married when they first met to a man four times her age. He left her penniless in a state of regret. It was time to bust out of the cage. And they drove that car as far as they could, abandoning it out west, splitting up on a dark sad night, both agreeing that it was best. She turned around to look at him as he was walking away, saying, I wish I could tell you all the things that I never learned how to say. He said, that's all right, baby, I love you too. But we were tangled up in blue. He had a steady job and a pretty face, and everything seemed to fit. One day he could just feel the waste. He put it all down and split. And he drifted down to New Orleans, where they treated him like a boy. He nearly went mad in Baton Rouge. He nearly drowned in Delacroix. All the while he was alone, their past was close behind. He had one too many lovers and none of them were too refined, all except by you. But you were tangled up in blue.
She was working in the blinding light, and I stopped in for a drink. I just kept looking at her face so white, I didn't know what to think. Later on, when the crowd thinned out, I was getting ready to leave. She was standing there right beside my chair, said, "What's that you got up your sleeve?" I said, "Nothing, baby, and that's for sure." She leaned down into my face. I could feel the heat and the pulse of her as she bent down to tie the laces of my shoe, tangled up in blue. I lived with him on Montague Street in a basement down the stairs. There was snow all winter and no heat. A revolution was in the air. But one day all of his slaves ran free. Something inside of him died. The only thing I could do was be me and get on that train and ride. And when it all came crashing down, I was already south. I didn't know whether the world was flat or round. I had the worst taste in my mouth that I ever knew. Tangled up in blue. Destiny is unclear. Some are masters of illusion, some are ministers of the trade, all under strong delusion, all of the beds are unmade. Me, I'm still heading towards the sun, trying to stay out of the joint. We always did love the very same one, we just saw her from a different point. Tangled up in
blue. Bila ovo live verzija poznate pesme Tangled Up in Blue, ovog puta sa albuma Real Live koji je izašao 1984. godine, na kojem su zabeleženi snimci koje je Bob Dylan pravio tokom te turneje po Evropi sa onom ekipom zanimljivih muzičara. Colin Allen, Ian McLaglen, Mick Taylor i Greg Sutton su bili njegovi pratioci, a producenta ovog albuma je bio legendarni Glyn Johns. Nastavljamo da slušamo Dylanove pesme iz 80. godina i te albume koji su kontroverzni sami po sebi. Došli smo do albuma iz 1985. godine koji se zove Empire Burlesque, oko kojeg opet ima podeljenih mišljenja. Mi ćemo vam u nastavku večerašnjeg izdanja Neonske duge emitovati nekoliko pesama sa ove pločine, te način vam omogućiti da donesete sopstveni sud o kvalitetu muzike koje je Dylan na ovom albumu ponudio, na kojem su ga pratili muzičari koji su inače bili iz pratećeg benda Toma Pettya, a takođe bio i onaj Ona ritam sekcija sa Jamajke je takođe bila tu veoma aktivna, takođe nekoliko muzičara koji su od uvek sarađivali sa Bobom Dylanom, kao što su Al Cooper, Don Heffington i još neki. Čućemo prvo pesmu koja se zove When the Night Comes Falling from the Sky. Ovo je Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
When the Night Comes Falling from the Sky je pesma koja se upravo završila, potiče sa Dylanovog albuma Empire Burlesque iz 1985. godine. Nastavljamo uz još jednu pesmu sa tog istog albuma, ona se zove Sing Really You At Last, Empire Burlesque album sa koga potiče, i onda potom slušamo još jednu pesmu sa tog albuma, ali u ovo puta u obradi jedne zanimljive ekipe koju čine članovi dueta Iron and Vine i članovi sastava Kalexico. Oni su za potrebe filma I'm Not There, za soundtrack za taj film, snimili svoju verziju pesme Dark Eyes, koja se takođe ovih dana pojavljuje na spiskovima najboljih kavera koji su ikad napravljeni na neku Dylanovu pesmu. Evo kako to zvuči, ovo je Bob Dylan, Seeing Real You At Last.
Magazine.
Bili su ovo Iron and Vine i Kalexiku u pesmi Dark Eyes, soundtracka za film I'm Not There. Svi znamo taj film i pre toga smo čuli Dylana Sing Real You At Last sa albumom Empire Burlesque iz 1985. godine, a ovaj soundtrack je izašao 2007. godine. U večerašnjem izdanju Neonske duge, koja je posvećena Bobu Dylanu i njegove muzici koje je stvarao u 80. godina prošlog veka, nastavit ćemo da slušamo uz pesmu Brownsville Girl koja dolazi sa ovom Knockout Lauded, za koji mnogi smatruju da je ponajgora ili jedna od najgorih ploča koje Dylan snimio u karijeri. On je to snimio 1986. godine, ali na tom albumu reklo bi se da ima jedna epohalna pesma, ona se zove Brownsville Girl i napisao je Bob Dylan na tekst Sema Sheparda i mislim da je to dovoljno da ta pesma nekako zauzima ne samo posebno mesto u karijeri Boba Dylana, nego uopšte u istoriji popularne kulture, jer ta dva lika, te dve ikone popularne kulture su se to sastale u ovoj numeri i napravile tu pesmu koju ćemo mi sada emitovati. Ona je u dobro poznatom maniru Boba Dylana epskih razmera i predstavlja zaista jedno veoma zanimljivo slušalačko iskustvo. Evo kako to zvuči, Bob Dylan iz 1986. godine, album Knockout Lauded i pesma Brownsville Girl.
There was this movie I seen one time. about a man riding across the desert, and it starred Gregory Peck. He was shot down by a hungry kid trying to make a name for himself. The townspeople wanted to crush that kid down and string him up by the neck. Well, the marshal, now he beat that kid to a bloody pulp. As the dying gunfighter lay in the sun and gasped for his last breath, turn him loose, let him go, let him say he outdrew me, fair and square. I want him to feel what it's like to every moment face his death. Well, I keep seeing this stuff, and it just comes a-rolling in. And you know it blows right through me like a ball and chain. You know, I can't believe we've lived so long, and I'm still so far apart. The memory of you keeps calling after me like a rolling train. I can still see the day you came to me on a painted desert. I could never figure out why you chose that particular place to meet. Oh, but you were right, it was perfect as I got in behind the wheel. Well, we drove that car all night until we got into San Antonio. And we slept near the Alamo, your skin was so tender and soft. Way down in Mexico, you went out to find a doctor and you never came back. I would have gone on after you, but I didn't feel like letting my head get blown off. Well, we're driving this car and the sun is coming up over the Rockies. Now I know she ain't you, but she's here and she's got that dark rhythm in her soul. But I'm too over the edge and ain't in the mood anymore to remember the times when I was your only man. But she don't wanna remind me, she knows this car would go out of control. He owned a wrecking lot outside of town about a mile. Ruby was in the backyard hanging clothes. She had her red hair tied back. She saw us come rolling up in a trail of dust. She says, Henry ain't here, but you can come on in. He'll be back in a little while. Then she told us how times were tough and about how she was thinking of bumming a ride back to from where she started. But she changed the subject every time money came up. She said, welcome to the land of the living dead. But you can tell she was so brokenhearted. She said, even the swap meets around here are getting pretty corrupt. How far are you all going? Ruby asked us with a sigh. We're going all the way till the wheels fall off and burn. Till the sun feels the pain and the seat covers fade. Ruby just smiled and said, oh, you know some babies never learn. Something about that movie, though, that I just can't get it out of my head. But I can't remember why I was in it or what part I was supposed to play. All I remember about it was his Gregory Peck and the way that people move. And a lot of them seem to be looking my way.
the pompadour. I was crossing the street when shots rang out. I didn't know whether to duck or to run, so I ran. We got him cornered in the churchyard. I heard somebody shout. But you saw my picture in the Corpus Christi Tribune. Underneath it, it said a man with no alibi. You went out on a limb to testify for me. You said I was with you. Then when I saw you break down in front of the judge and cry real tears, it was the best that thing I saw anybody do. Now, I've always been the kind of person that doesn't like to trespass, but sometimes you just find yourself over the line. Oh, if there's an original thought out there, I could use it right now. You know, I feel pretty good, but that ain't saying much. I could feel a whole lot better if you were just here by my side to show me how. Well, I'm standing in line in the rain to see a movie starring Gregory Peck. Yeah, but you know it's not the one that I had in mind. He's got a new one out now. I don't even know what it's about, but I'll see him in anything, so I'll stand in line. Round building with your brother.
Eto, to je ta pesma Brownsville Girl, legendarna pesma, reklo bi se, sa albuma Knockout Loud iz 1986. godine. Autori su Bob Dylan i Sam Shepard. To je, eto, pesma sa jednog od loših Dylanovih albuma, ali koja je odlična, kao fantastičnih kvaliteta. Sljedeći album koji je Dylan snimio godinu dana kasnije, odnosno dve godine kasnije, 1988. godine, Down in the Groove je naslov tog albuma, je po mišljenju mnogih i najgora ploča koja je Dylan snimio u karijeri. Ali se tu isto našlo nekoliko zanimljivih pesama. Jedna od zanimljivih je pesma Silvio, koju ćemo sada emitovati, a koju je napisao Bob Dylan na tekst Roberta Huntera, poznatog tekstopisca koji je uglavnom sarađivao sa grupom Grateful Dead. Zanimljivo da ova pesma je jedna od najizvođenijih pesama na koncertima od strane Boba Dylana. On je u to vreme ne znam koliko stotinu puta izvodio ovu pesmu, što je mnoge ostavilo onako začuđenim zašto on to radi, ali postoji verovatno neki razlog zbog čega je Bob Dylan tako bio vezan za ovu pesmu u tom delu svoje karijere. I odmah potom slušamo još jednu numeru koja se nalazi na ovom albumu, ali ovog puta u obradi Nicka Cave-a i njegove grupe The Bad Seeds sa njihovog legendarnog albuma Murder Ballads iz 1996. godine. Ovom bendu su u izvođenju ove pesme, koja se inače zove That Is Not The End, pomagali PJ Harvey, Shane McGowan i još mnogi drugi muzičari. Mnogi kažu da je Bob Dylan napravio jedan mali nacrt za pesmu, a da je Nick Cave od tog malog nacrta na ovom albumu Murder Ballads napravio pravo remek delo. I mislim da je to jedna dobra observacija. Uživat ćete slušajući ovo izvođenje Nicka Cave, ali pre nego što on zapeva, slušamo Boba Dylana u numeri Silvio.
Coming on fast. Ain't complaining about what I've got. Seen better times, but who has not? Silvio, silver and gold, won't buy back the beat of a heart grown cold. Silvio, I gotta go, find out something only dead man know. Honest as the next day rolling at stone. When I come a knocking door, you know I love you.
sad and when you're lonely and you haven't got a friend, just remember that death is not the end.
And all that you held sacred falls down and does not mend. Just remember that death is not the end.
Not the end. Not the end. Just remember that death is not the end.
When you're standing on the crossroads that you cannot comprehend, just remember that death is not the end.
And all your dreams have vanished, and you don't know what's up the bend. Just remember that death is not the end.
Not the end. Not the end. Just remember that death is not the end.
When storm clouds gather around and heavy rains descend, just remember that death is not the end.
And there's no one there to comfort you with a helping hand to lend. Just remember that death is not the end.
Not the end. Not the end. Just remember that death is not the end. For the tree of life is growing where the spirit never dies.
And the bright light of salvation up in dark and empty skies.
When the cities are on fire with the burning flesh of men, just remember that death is not the end.
When you search in vain to find some law-abiding citizen, just remember that death is not the end.
Not the end. Not the end. Just remember that death is not the end. Not the end. Not the end. Just remember that death is not the end.
Bio Nick Cave sajedno sa svojim bandom The Bad Seeds uz pomoć PJ Harvey. Izveli su pesmu Death is Not the End, Boba Dylana, pesma sa njegovog albuma Down in the Groove, sa kojeg i potiče pesma Silvio, koju smo takođe čuli, a za koju je tekst napisao Robert Hunter, koji je inače pisao tekstove za pesme sastava Grateful Dead najčešće. I sledeći album se zove Oh Mercy. To je album koji je Dylan izdao 1989. godine i koji predstavlja njegov povratak u top formu. Taj album je izašao u produkciji Daniela Lanois i Bob Dylan je tu nekako pokazao da je uspeo da preživi 80. godine prošlog veka i da se vraća u top formu koju eto održava i do dana današnjeg. I ovaj, to je razlog zbog koga ga eto i mi slavimo u ovom serijalu koji smo napravili u mesecu maju i ne samo što ga mi slavimo, nego ga, ja bih rekao, slavi i čitav svet. Čućemo nekoliko pesama sa albuma Oh Mercy. Prvo od njih će biti numera Most of the Time i odmah potom slušamo i pesmu Shooting Star. Sve to u produkciji Daniela Lanoa sa albuma Oh Mercy iz 1989. godine.
Thank you. a shooting star tonight. And I thought of you. You're trying to break into another world, the world I never knew. I always kind of wondered if you ever made it through. Seen a shooting star tonight, and I thought of you. Seen a shooting star tonight, and I thought of me. If I was still the same, if I ever became what you wanted me to be. Did I miss the mark, overstep the line that only you could see? Seen a shooting star tonight, and I thought of me. Listen to the engine, listen to the bell, as the last fire truck from hell goes rolling by. Our good people, I pray. It's the last temptation, the last account, last time you might hear the sermon on the mount. Last radio's playing. Seen a shooting star tonight slip away. Tomorrow will be another day. Guess it's too late to say the things to you that you needed to hear me say. Seen a shooting star tonight slip away.
Pesma Shooting Star sa albuma Mercy, pre toga sa istog albuma je numera Most of the Time, jedna od poznatijih Dylanovih pesama. Album je iz 1989. godine. U ovom večerašnjem izdanju Neonske duge u mesecu maju, petom, koje je bilo posvećeno Dylanovim pesmama, eto, slušamo tu muziku iz 80. godina prošlog veka i album Oh Mercy predstavlja jedan fantastičan završetak te, kako mnogi kažu, izgubljene dekade. Bob Dylan se ovim albumom vraća u top formu. Tu se našlo i nekoliko fantastičnih pesama koje su kasnije živele na repertoaru mnogih drugih izvođača. Jedna od takvih numera i ova koju ćemo sada emitovati, ona se zove Ring Them Bells. Mi ćemo je ovog puta čuti u verziji Sara Jaroš. To je jedna mlada folk pevačica koja je to snimila 2011. godine. U to vreme je bila zaista izuzetno mlada, ako ne čak i tinejdžerka. Sjajno je ona to obradila i ova njena pesma se takođe ovih dana često pronalazi na listama najboljih obrada Dylanovih pesama uopšte. Evo kako je Sara Jaroš otpevala tu pesmu Ring Them Bells na albumu Follow Me Down. Thank you. Bila je ovo Sara Jaroš, otpevala je pesmu Ring Them Bells s albuma Follow Me Down iz 2011. godine i eto tako dođe smo do kraja večerašnjeg izdanja Neonske duge na talasima Radio Beograda 2, u kojem smo slušali Dilanove pesme iz 80. godina prošlog veka iz te takozvane njegove izgubljene dekade, kada je on snimio nekoliko albuma koji nisu odgovarali njegove reputacije, ali na svakom od tih albuma se našla i neka fenomenalna pesma koja nas je uvek podsjećala na to da se radi o jednom od najvećih umetnika našeg vremena, kad je u pitanju Bob Dylan, naravno. Za sam kraj odabrali smo još jednu od onih pesama koje Dylan nikada nije snimio u nekoj zvaničnoj verziji, odnosno nikada se nije pojavila na nekom njegovom oficijalnom albumu. Ta pesma se zove Serious of Dreams i mi ćemo vam je sada emitovati sa takođe onog bootleg izdanja iz 1991. godine i na taj način ćemo završiti ovu emisiju, a i čitav ovaj majski serijal posvećen Bobu Dylanu u maju ove godine, 24. maja. Naime, Bob Dylan proslavio 80. rođendan. Mi ostavljamo tog barda našeg vremena da nastavi svoju beskrajnu turneju i ostavljamo ove pesme da žive svoje fantastične živote kao što su ih živeli i ovih pet emisija iz maja meseca, mislim pet emisija Neonske duge. Srđan Stojković je bio ton majstor, Rada Ćorović organizator ove emisije, a ovo je Bob Dylan. Laku noć, prijatno.
Assistance. Not going Look good, that's your home.